Galatians chapter 3. God's blessings comes through faith. You people in Galatia are so foolish. Why do I say this? Because I told you very clearly about the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. But now it seems as though you have let someone use their magical powers to make you forget. Tell me this one thing. How did you receive the Spirit? Did you receive the Spirit by following the law? No. You received the Spirit because you heard the message about Jesus and believed it. You began your life in Christ with the Spirit. Now do you try to complete it by your own powers? That is so foolish. You have experienced many things. Were all of those experiences wasted? I hope they were not wasted. Does God give you the Spirit because you follow the law? Does God work miracles among you because you follow the law? No. God gives you His Spirit and works miracles among you because you heard the message about Jesus and believed it. The Scriptures say the same thing about Abraham. Abraham believed God, and because of this faith, he was accepted as one who is right with God. So you should know that the true children of Abraham are those who have faith. The Scriptures told what would happen in the future. These writings said that God would make the non-Jewish people right through their faith. God told this good news to Abraham before it happened. God said to Abraham, "I will use you to bless all of the people of the earth." Abraham believed this, and because he believed, he was blessed. All people who believe are blessed the same as Abraham was. But people who depend on following the law to make them right are under a curse. As the Scriptures say, they must do everything that is written in the law. If they do not always obey, they are under a curse. So it is clear that no one can be right with God by the law. The Scriptures say, the one who is right with God by faith will live forever. The law does not depend on faith, no. It says that the only way a person will find life by the law is to obey its commands. The law says we are under a curse for not always obeying it. But Christ took away that curse. He changed places with us and put himself under the curse. The Scriptures say, anyone who is hung on a tree is under a curse. Because of what Jesus did, the blessings God promised to Abraham was given to all people. Christ died so that by believing in him, we could have the Spirit that God promised, the law and the promise. Brothers and sisters, let me give you an example from everyday life. Think about an agreement that one person makes with another. After the agreement is official, no one can stop it or add anything to it, and no one can ignore it. God made promises to Abraham and his descendants. The Scriptures does not say, "and to your descendants." That would mean many people. But it says, "and to your descendants." That means only one, and that one is Christ. This is what I mean. The agreement that God gave to Abraham was made official long before the law came. The law came 430 years later, so the law could not take away the agreement and change God's promise. Can following the law give us the blessing God promised? If we could receive it by following the law, then it would not be God's promise that brings it to us. But God freely gave his blessings to Abraham through the promise God made. So what was the law for? The law was given to show the wrong things people do. The law would continue until the special descendant of Abraham came. This is the descendant mentioned in the promise, which came directly from God. But the law was given through angels, and the angels used Moses as a mediator to give the law to the people. But when God gave the promise, there was no mediator, because a mediator is not needed when there is only one side and God is one. The purpose of the law of Moses. Does this mean that the law works against God's promises? Of course not. The law is never God's way of giving new life to people. If it were, then we could be made right with God by following the law. But this is not possible. The scriptures put the whole world in prison under the control of sin, so that the only way for people to get what God promised would be through faith in Jesus Christ. It is given to those who believe in him. Before this faith came, the law held us as prisoners. We had no freedom until God showed us the way of faith that was coming. I mean, the law was the guardian in charge of us until Christ came. After he came, we could be made right with God through faith. Now that the way of faith has come, we no longer need the law to be our guardian. You were all baptized into Christ, and so you are all clothed with Christ. This shows that you all are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Now in Christ, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Greek, a slave or free, male or female. You are all the same in Christ Jesus. You belong to Christ, so you are Abraham's descendants. You get all of God's blessings because of the promise that God made to Abraham.